650, 1320 WILS. So we know that nowadays raising children certainly has changed dramatically over the decades. You've got stay-at-home fathers. You've got all kinds of child care services. But my next guest says that the real key, if you want your child to have a full emotional life, is to be present, there, especially in the first 3 years. Erica Cosimer is with us. She's a veteran psychoanalyst, and her book is Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters. Erica Komizar. Erica, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and what do you think in general of the way kids are parented nowadays?
Well, I mean, I wrote this book because I really felt that society was devaluing mothering and we were failing our children. And I was seeing this epidemic level of emotionally troubled children mm-hmm. with serious symptoms. And, you know, they were being diagnosed at an earlier age and medicated at an earlier age.
And what do you mean we don't value mothering? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, in many ways, we don't value mothering. We don't have any kind of maternity leave policy in our country that really shows that we value the relationship between a mother and a child and what mothers do for children. Mm-hmm. And in general, we really devalue what mothers do. We don't really recognize mothering as work mm-hmm. and as important work. And as a society, I think we've come to value other things as more important, you know, material success, right. professional achievement, yeah.
What about stay-at-home dads, though? Can they take the place of a mother in the first 3 years?
So, interesting question. Mothers and fathers are both critically important to children in the first 3 years, but they're not interchangeable. They actually serve different functions, and from a biological perspective, they're not exactly the same. Mothers and fathers, when they nurture their children, they both produce something called oxytocin, which is a hormone in the brain. What you want to call it, a love hormone. But when mothers nurture, it makes them more empathic and more sensitive. Mm-hmm. And when fathers nurture, the oxytocin makes them more playfully stimulating, throwing up the baby higher in the air or tickling the baby more. And in the first 3 years, children, for emotional well-being, they need more of the sensitive, empathic nurturing.
Erica Komizar with us. Her brand new book, Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters. What happens if a mother is away from her child all day long, sees the child in the evening, sees the child on the weekends? What happens in that first 3 years?
So think of what mothers do as protecting children from stress from moment to moment and also regulating their emotions. And this happens all day long from moment to moment. So every time a mother comforts a child, she's regulating that child's emotions. So, and children aren't like objects that you can leave on a table, like a vase, and they just sit there and they're the same when you come back. Things have been happening for them all day long, and stress has been occurring in their lives. And when their mothers aren't there, what we're finding is that a lot of the emotional disorders in children are related to stress and emotional regulation because their mothers aren't there to do that important work.
Okay. So how did we survive for generations with mothers not really being there sometimes?
You know, mothers were there more often, and actually mothering was valued more, in, you know, 50 years ago than it is now, as well as having more of a support system for mothers. So when mothers weren't there, we often had family around us and a great support system. Now mothers are very isolated, mm-hmm. And so they're leaving children in the care of strangers and daycare.
What about a grandmother? Mm-hmm. Does she have the same effect on a baby as mom?
So I say when you can't be there, the best kind of care, surrogate care, is kinship bonds or family, because they have more of a similar investment as you do to your children. We need to really rethink this idea of our support systems and how we've lost them.
Talking to Erica Komizar, the book is Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters, here on WILS. So when you talk about the impact, then, if a mother isn't there most of the time for a child in the first 3 years, what happens to the emotional world of that child?
So what mothers do is they provide emotional security for children, and also by buffering them from stress, remember I said they protect them from stress, mm-hmm. it lays the foundation down for that child for life to be more resilient to stress. So the way that they deal with adversity and difficulty in their lives, the foundation of that is based in the first 3 years. So if okay. there's enough emotional security and enough physical and emotional presence of a mother in the first 3 years, you basically cast a long shadow on their mental health for a
Does it cause anxiety disorders later in life? What happens?
It does. Yes. Yeah, okay. So we're seeing stress disorders and disorders of emotional regulation. So stress disorders meaning anxiety, and things like ADHD and aggressive behavior have to do with fear and what we call hypervigilance in the face of fear. And so, yeah, it's an anxiety disorder or a stress disorder. And then in addition, depression and anxiety are emotional regulation disorders, meaning, you know, the ability to regulate your emotions, not go too high and too low. Mm-hmm. That's what mothers do for their children in the first 3 years.
And how long does it take for a mother to be away from her child before problems can begin?
You know, there's not a specific number, although there is research to show from the 1980s that when mothers put their children in the first year for more than 20 hours in any kind of child care, children started to show signs of stress.
So is child care the worst of all the options then?
Well, you know, there's different kinds of child care. As I said, it's best for the mother to be there as much as possible. More is more. The more the mother can be there emotionally and physically in the first 3 years, the better off that child will be, because their right brain or their social emotional brain is 85% developed by the time they're three.
So if the mother isn't available, the dad is, and the family's not around, I mean, is the child going to be traumatized if they go to some kind of a professional child care environment?
Well, we're seeing it more and more. We're seeing increased aggression in children that go into child care, as you're describing it, daycare. Okay. You know, the problem is there's really no great daycare. And when I say there's no great daycare, you know, you'd have to have a ratio of no more than 3 to 1. You'd have to have consistency of care with one caregiver. You'd have to have a very calm and quiet environment. You know, daycare is an overstimulating group environment to a baby who, you know, we say that babies are born 9 months too early, meaning they don't really have the resources to deal with a lot of stimulation, and their mothers protect them from stress. So you can imagine how overwhelming a daycare center is to a young baby.
Hmm. Is there any way to make up for that damage that happens in the first 3 years?
You know, it's never too late. It's never too late for mothers to be more emotionally and physically present for their children. And there are some things you can repair, and there are some things you can't repair. And the best way is to repair it as quickly as possible. So, you know, when we feel we haven't been there or we see signs of stress in our children, we really want to make different choices, and we want to try to repair things as quickly as possible.
Because, I mean, what a baby basically needs to be touched lovingly and fed, right, and taken care of and kept warm and clean. Why is it the mother in particular that has that effect, while another woman that may take care of the baby the same way does not?
So babies need much more than just being kept warm and fed. They need the emotional connection, the intimacy with their mother. And mothers do this thing called reflecting emotions. When a baby is sad, a mother is sad with the baby. When the baby is happy, the mother is happy. And, you know, it's a kind of recognition of the baby from the very beginning. And the research shows that mothers are identified by very young babies right out of utero as being different than any other caregiver. So mothers are, from the very beginning, unique to babies as their source of emotional security.
It sounds like if you don't have your mother in your life, especially in the first 3 years, sounds like you're going to be damaged for life in some serious way. Is that how you see it?
Well, we're seeing more and more signs of stress in children. There's a 400% increase in children between the ages of 12 and 19 on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. There's 1 in 5 children now who are diagnosed with ADHD, and those are only the ones that are diagnosed. We have a 119% increase in eating disorders in young adolescents in the last 10 years. These are all disorders of stress and disorders of emotional regulation. So we're seeing that our children are not okay.
Erica Komisar, the book is Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters. And it sounds like it matters quite a lot. Erica Komisar, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it was definitely thought-provoking. Well, we are back on Monday. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be back here at 6 p.m. right here on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Join us then. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunny day on Sunday, and talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio. 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.